And I was wondering if... Are you recording me? You are, aren't you? What for? Just because I hypnotized you that one time? Rumi, I'm hurt. Don't you trust me? What do you mean I have that look again? What look? Well, I was kind of hoping you'd let me hypnotize you again. Yeah, so you were right. Big deal. Anyway, the professor was really impressed by my performance on the practical, so she offered to let me do hypnosis as my thesis subject. I could even get started on it right away. And I thought I'd ask you to help me with the experimental part. I already have a great idea for the first trial, too. Come on, please. Look, I'm asking for your consent in everything. What more could you possibly want? I can't tell you what I'm going to try. That would influence the results. You should know that. You've helped me out with the psych experiments before. Oh, come on, please. You enjoyed it last time, didn't you? Tell you what, if you let me hypnotize you again, I'll make dinner for you tomorrow. You can even keep recording me if you like. Make sure that I don't do anything funny. A week? You want me to make dinner for an entire week? Just for letting me. All right. Fine. Deal. You drive a hard bargain, you know? But thank you. Well, let's do this then. Go lay down on your bed and make yourself comfortable. There's no time like the present, so chop chop. Good pet. Just lie down on your back or on your side, whichever's more comfortable. There. You nice and comfy? Good. Then close your eyes and relax. Just listen to my voice. Follow my instructions, and you'll be in a trance before you know it. Now take a deep breath in and hold it. Hold it. And let it out. Very good. Let's do that again. Take another deep breath in and hold it. One, two, and let it out. Perfect. Now, I'm going to be describing some things to you and telling you to look at certain things too. I'd like you to try to picture all of it in your mind. And it would be great if you can actually see what I'm telling you to see. But it's completely fine if you don't, too. But just imagine that you do instead. Or even just think about what it would be like if you did. Okay? Good. Then just lie back, relax, and listen to my voice. It's late in the evening and you're going for a walk. You're following a small path, winding through a beautiful forest. You look around you as you walk, taking in the sights, and you see tall trees with mossy trunks. Their branches are swaying gently in a barely noticeable breeze. You see beautiful ferns growing here and there on the ground. You listen to the sound of the leaves rustling in the wind, to the sound of the birds singing somewhere out of sight, and you listen to the sound of my voice keeping you company on your trip, guiding you along. You take a nice, deep breath, filling up your lungs. And the air is fresh and clean, and it smells wonderful. You feel calm and completely at ease. It feels so good to clear your head and just walk without a care in the world. You take another deep breath in and let it out. You watch the evening sun filtering through the trees, bathing the world in a warm golden glow. You're watching the rays come and go as you keep following the path. And then you notice something peculiar. A hint of something blue somewhere among the trees. A soft blue light fading in and out of view as you keep walking. It's intriguing, and you decide to try to get a better view to find out what it is. So you step off the path and walk deeper into the forest, making your way towards the soft blue light. And then you suddenly see it, a glowing ball of light floating in the air, a ghostly flickering blue flame. You watch it for a moment, fascinated by what you're seeing. And as you stare at it, the little flame drifts away from you, disappearing deeper into the forest. And you follow it. You follow it as it bobs and weaves between the trees, always staying just out of your reach, always going deeper into the forest. And you follow the light. You follow it as it leads you deeper, just like you follow my voice, deeper and deeper, completely on autopilot, without thinking, without hesitation. You follow the light, you follow my voice, going deeper and deeper. Letting the light guide you, letting my voice guide you, and just doing what I tell you. I tell you to follow the light, and you follow the light. I tell you to breathe in, and you breathe in. And out. It's so easy, so pleasant. When you don't have a care in the world, when all you have to do is just listen and follow. All you care about is the light and my voice. Keep going deeper. Breathe in and out. You keep walking. You keep listening and following. You keep obeying and keep going deeper. Until finally, You emerge from the forest into a large clearing. There's grass all around you, and a beautiful lake ahead of you, bathed in moonlight. It fills you with a sense of peace, a sense of calm. The blue light is nowhere to be seen, but that's all right, because I'm still with you. We're in a place where there's just you and me. A place somewhere deep inside this forest. Deep inside your mind. I tell you to lay down in this clearing and you do. You don't even think about it. I tell you to do something and you do it. Because it's so natural to follow my instructions, to just simply obey. That's right. It's so easy when you don't have to think, when you can just listen and obey. It's so simple, so easy to just obey. And you're so wonderfully deep in a trance right now that every word I say to you just sinks directly into your mind. So listen and obey. You will always obey me. When I tell you to do something, you obey. When I give you a command, you obey, because I say so, because your mind is mine. Do you understand? Just nod. Good. Now I want you to open your eyes. Open your eyes and look into mine. Look into my eyes. Look deeply into my eyes and listen and obey. When I tell you to do something, you obey. You can't resist my voice. You can't resist my eyes. You can only obey. You obey. Look into my eyes and tell me you obey. Don't speak. Just mouth the words. Good pet. That's right. You obey. Whenever I tell you to do something, you obey. You don't think about it. You don't hesitate. You simply obey, because it's so easy, because it feels so right, and because you can't help it. You must obey. Look into my eyes and tell me, when I give you an order, what do you do? Obey. That's right. Very good. Well then, wake up. So, do you think it worked? My professor said hypnosis can't make you do anything you don't want to do, that it isn't mind control. So, let's put that to the test, shall we? Hey now, don't be mad. Relax. It's just an experiment. We're doing this for science. For my thesis, so don't worry. I'll put you back the way you were. Later. Probably. Anyway, don't worry about it. Just obey. Look at me. We're only doing an experiment. This is safe and controlled. And you don't need to resist at all. Not that you possibly could, but still. Don't even try. Just give in and obey. Good. Now, pick up your phone, unlock it, and give it to me. Well, it looks like it worked pretty well to me. You're always so protective of this thing. I could just delete your recording now, you know? But why would I do that? I don't mind if you know what I'm doing to you. And I don't mind that you recorded our session. In fact, I'm glad you did. Because every time you listen to it, it's only going to put you deeper and deeper under my control. Anything worth doing is worth doing well, after all. And that definitely includes brainwashing my roommate into mindless obedience. Speaking of which, look at me. Look into my eyes and sink back into a trance for me. Good, Pat. Listen and obey. You're going to listen to the recording you're making, but you will only do it when you won't be disturbed for a while. And when you do, and the recording finishes, you will realize that you zoned out. That you didn't really hear the entire thing, and you'll decide that you have to listen to it again, and again, and again, and again. Understand? Good. Then, wake up. This is amazing. Having you all wrapped around my finger like this? What time period did we agree on again? A week? Hey, you insisted on it. Well, thanks for letting me hypnotize you, Rumi. I think we're going to get some very interesting results together. And I'm really curious what my brainwashing will feel like for you. You know, being aware that you have to obey me and yet doing it all the same. I wonder, will you try to rationalize it to yourself or will you try to resist it? And will that change as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell every single day? It's just the first day, and I've already got some good research questions. And just so you know, we'll be doing some questionnaires and interviews every day to keep track of all of that. And we'll need to keep track of the more mundane, necessary stuff too, like making sure you're doing okay. And I guess I should make you sign a consent form too. Anyway, we can wait with that and our first interview until tomorrow. Unless you really need to do a follow-up now? No? All good? Great. I guess you might have to spend some more time on this than you were counting on, but it's not like you have a choice anymore. And I'll be sure to mention you in my acknowledgements as the goodest of pets to make up for it. And I'll cook you some really, really really first-class dinners, too. But, Rumi, I'm gonna call it a night. See you tomorrow. Oh, here's your phone back. Don't forget to listen to your recording. You have to make sure that I didn't mess with your memory, don't you? Spicy pad thai tomorrow, okay? Good night.